From NPR Music, this is Hot Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. We are stuffing our faces in Austin, Texas. We are at the barbecue joint that got voted best barbecue joint in all of the U.S. Right, Felix?
Yes.
Felix is busy just eating an entire cow. So that's not why we're in Texas, though. We did not come to Austin for the barbecue, although we'll probably stay here for the barbecue. We're here for South by Southwest, which is this really cool music and film and culture festival. And we've been checking out bands for the just the entire... How long have we been here, Felix?
We've been here about a week, and what we're doing is within the almost 2,000 bands that are playing here, there's always a small number of Latin bands, but it's getting bigger and bigger every year. And in fact, they've reached a critical mass, so much so this year, that they set aside a special 2 days for something they called South by Americas, which was a spotlight on the Latin music industry. And as a result, they have, I think, quite a few more bands this year than they did in previous years. So we've been here, as you say, not to sample the barbecue, which is spectacular, but to find bands that we love and discover new bands as well. And what we're going to do this year is we're going to present interviews with the bands that we came across and then play a little bit of their music from their CDs and some of the stuff that they've been doing. Primarily so that everybody knows who the bands are and get to know a little bit more about the bands and the personalities, because we had a lot of fun collecting interviews and we had a lot of fun talking to musicians.
I just ate an entire hunk of fat. Let's start off. Who should we start off with? Do you want to start off with Fofé y Los Fetiches? Let's do it. This is a band from Puerto Rico, and I was just stunned when I saw them. They are like, the lead singer is just like the Puerto Rican Freddie Mercury. Let's do it.
Estabas lejos, no estabas aquí. Hace
I was at Full Fish Performance with you that night, and I saw you interviewing him in the corner after his performance. What did he have to say about his music and in the performance?
This is one of the things I love about seeing live bands. Sometimes you get CDs, and the record is good, but not, like, mind-blowing. And that happened to me with Forfait Le Fetiches. I thought the record was good, not totally mind-boggling. But then I saw them live, and I couldn't stop watching. They have this very cabaret, operatic, like I said, Freddie Mercury-like voice and presence. And it was just spectacular. And I caught the lead singer, Forfait, after the concert, and I asked him a little bit about his vocal training, because he just has an amazing, amazing voice, and about some of his influences. And here's what he had to say, Felix. Felix? Are you...
Yeah, I'm okay. Let's hear it.
First of all, hello, everybody. My name is Forfait, and I'm from Forfait Los Fetiches, and I just performed here at the South by Southwest. We have a lot of influences, from goth to movida española. There was a movida española in the 80s in Spain, in Madrid. Very interesting. It's part of my influence, the post-punk, and obviously jazz and rock, you know, as you heard. But I like to experiment with things, and when I have the opportunity to have a show, an intimate show like this one, minimalistic without the band, just me and the piano player and a few sequences, it gives me the opportunity to explore it more and to show more of my voice to the people.
You have an amazing voice. I mean, I actually was thinking about, like, Freddie Mercury. Just that operatic voice that often you don't hear in rock or punk.
I'm so very glad that you enjoyed it that way. And for me, it's one of the best compliments that you can say, that through my voice, you flew away to Freddie Mercury and many other great talented people that I admire.
Did you, like, start off in opera or in a choir?
No, when I was a child, I used to sing in a choir. Then I went to college. Then during high school, I had rock and roll bands and post-punk bands. We were in the late 80s. We were singing Morrissey, The Cure, all these singers that are very, very melodic, but they are into the post-punk and the alternative scene. So they are great, great inspiration for me.
Okay, Jasmine, next up, there was a band on my list of groups to see that I never really got around to seeing, as I was just overwhelmed by everybody else. But you got a chance to check out a Mexican rockabilly band called Rebel Cats.
They were so awesome. At first, I don't remember who their opening band was, but when they took the stage, man, they were just... I have never seen a band that does stuff like... They had a giant stand-up bass, and like the entire band would form a pyramid on top of the stand-up bass. Or just stuff like standing on the drum set and singing. I mean, just, they were very bombastic. I think, you know, you kind of expressed surprise about Mexican rockabilly, but rockabilly is really big in Mexico. And yeah, this band was super cool, so much fun. People were dancing, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I caught up with them backstage and asked them to kind of explain why they love rockabilly so much and how popular rockabilly is in Mexico.
Pues, mira, yo creo que es un fenómeno y ha sido un fenómeno en Estados Unidos desde los años 50. En Inglaterra, desde los años 80, fue muy fuerte el revival. Y también en Australia, en Japón, hay escena y un movimiento grande. En México... somos la banda que estamos haciendo que se conozca el rockabilly y está increíble porque aquí hay mucha gente del rockabilly, festivales de rockabilly, disqueras de rockabilly, y nosotros lo que estamos haciendo es que el rockabilly le guste a toda la gente y a los niños y adolescentes, que no sean rockabilly, que no traigan un copete, sino que escuchen todo tipo de rock, pero en México afortunadamente la gente nos tiene en sus iPods y eso, aunque no sepan de rock and roll, conocen a Rebel Cats. Y es lo que está pasando en México, algo que no ha pasado en otro lado. Porque le gusta a los niños y a los abuelos y a los papás y a los hermanitos. y estamos en festivales de toda la música, no en festivales solo de rockabilly. Entonces,
¿Y qué es lo que te gusta a ti del rockabilly?
Bueno, no solo me gusta el ritmo, la forma de tocar los instrumentos, por supuesto que me gusta todo el contexto, los años 50, la estética, el diseño, la moda, pues vaya, toda esa energía, esa rebeldía, también esa cosa cursi que tiene el rock and roll. Es toda una cultura que quiero yo compartir a México, porque en Estados Unidos hay una gran cultura y en otros lados, pero en México hace falta.
Te pido una oportunidad. Yo sé que te hice mal, lo quiero remediar.
Anclado a ti está tu corazón. Sé que te hice sufrir, aunque adoré de mí.
Viento en popa
y para su amor.
Yo sé que fue mi error. Regresa por favor. Como por ti
yo regresaré al mismo lugar donde yo te haré. Y otra vez nos embarcaremos y zarparemos hacia el amor. Esta vez no naufragaré. Anclado a ti está mi corazón. Sé que te hice sufrir, apiádate de mí. Viento en popa y para nuestro amor. Yo sé que fue mi error. Regresa por favor. Como colina yo regresaré al mismo lugar donde yo te hallé. Y otra vez nos embarcaremos y zarparemos hacia el amor. Esta vez no naufragaré.
There's a part of me that's like, well, you know, it's something that's already, it's not very innovative, you know, and it's covers. But then I'm like, I guess I feel about it the same way I feel about like bands I love, like AC/DC. I love AC/DC. They always play the same song. But you know what? It's a good song.
You know, Jasmine, every year, different countries, different Latin American countries sponsor showcase nights at these various clubs. And this year, there was a showcase for Colombia, for Brazil, for Spain, for Chile, for Argentina. And I went to a showcase for Uruguay. And I met some musicians from Uruguay, from Montevideo, and various parts of the country. And they talked to me a little bit about what playing in this country and in a festival like this, what it means for them when they go back or to try to break into the market. I spoke to a vocalist by the name of Rosana Tadei. And she told me a little bit about what it's like for musicians to come here and play, and then what they take out of a performance at a festival like this.
El significado es muy rico, es muy grande, es una ventana muy fuerte la de este festival. Y creo que para todos nosotros, como para los que ya vinieron en la instancia anterior el año pasado, es una fuerte plaza para mostrar nuestra música y para que Uruguay se haga presente, y no solitos, sino acompañados por el Ministerio de Educación y Cultura, que eso es algo importante desde el ángulo de que no estamos desamparados a nivel de lo gubernamental. Estamos acompañados y estamos todos aquí por el gran apoyo que nos da el Ministerio de Educación y Cultura de poder pagar los pasajes de todos nosotros y bueno, que podamos estar prácticamente mostrando la cultura uruguaya con esta selección que ha hecho el mismo Departamento de Cultura y luego también el festival, porque en principio se seleccionaban a 10 y luego quedamos 6. Y bueno, y aquí estamos representando de alguna manera, y somos un puñadito de arena en comparación a la gran cantidad de música enorme que hay en Uruguay. Así que para mí personalmente un placer, y va a ser una alegría poder tocar hoy acá con todos estos colegas.
Y cuéntame sobre una canción de su nuevo disco.
Bueno, el nuevo disco se llama Pescando en el Cielo. Una canción se me hace muy difícil elegir, porque es muy variado, igual que los otros discos, son 13 discos que tenemos editados hasta la fecha, y todos van variando las canciones una a otra, si bien hay un hilo conductor y hay un concepto que tiene que ver con una forma de arreglar las músicas, pero son todas muy diferentes. Podemos pasar Pescando en el Cielo, que es una canción que habla de ese momento cuando uno está queriendo componer algo y está buscando que baje de alguna manera, o encontrando de alguna manera que aparezca el pez. Es como estar pescando, ¿no? Que aparezca el pez.
Pescando en el cielo, estoy pescando en el cielo. Las nubes se entrometen entre la tanza y el anzuelo. La idea, una estrella de mar allí espera. De abrir el vuelo, que baje el pez del tiempo, el azul de escama alegre, el verde tintineante, el rojo de ojos ciegos, que baje el pez del tiempo. Yeah.
That's so cool. I had actually never heard of her. Good job. Did you talk to anyone else about at the Uruguayan Music Festival?
Two bands stood out because of their names. There was a band called Cuatro Pesos de Propina, which is 4 pesos of a tip. And then another band called Hablan por la Espalda, or They Speak Behind Your Back, which to me are really kind of crazy names. So I took one guy from each band outside for a second, and what's the deal with the crazy names? Why don't you name the band, you know, Los Zamfiros or whatever, you know? But they had interesting stories. They had interesting, funny little stories about how the bands got their names.
My name is Fermín Solana. I'm the vocalist for Hablan por la Espalda, Uruguayan rock band. Our reason for our name is because people were talking shit about us in our beginnings, you know. They were telling we were like rich kids who were doing posing as punks and stuff like that. So they were talking Hablando por la Espalda about us. So we put this name. Hablan por la Espalda means something like they stab us in our backs, you know, and that's the name of, that's our reason for a strange name. I don't know how to call it. I'm too used to it because it's 18 years with this name. So for me, it's kind of my name, you know, and for people, when you tell them for the first time this name, they go, oh, what's that? HPLE, it's easy to.
Bueno, yo me llamo Gastón Pepe y soy pertenezco al grupo 4 Pesos de Propina y soy el percusionista de la banda.
Y cuéntame, and tell me, talk to me about the name of the band. What's the deal with the names from Uruguay, man? What's happening?
No, we don't know what is happening, but it's very strange. Now, first of all, we can say that 4 pesos for a tip, it's very, very, it's a very poor tip. That's the first place.
Real poor tip.
And we are not proud of that. Yeah, but yeah, it's a name when we were very young, and we put the name to the band, and well, now it's our name. And but it's a very good merchandising name, because all the people said, how do you do, what is the name of the band? For 4 pesos de propina. Oh my God, what a strange name! And they, all the people asked, so it was a cool way for our exposure.
No te conté, negro, de los dedos que yo tengo. Los dedos que yo tengo, negro, no se ven. Porque al anochecer y en un cuarto todo oscuro y lleno, los dedos de los negros viejos no se ven. Vamos a prenderle vela a los negros, no le muestres el dedo de la mano, negro, en negro de luna, negro de amor. Lo que no te conté, negro, y ahora que me acuerdo, hasta el papá más viejo voló, volando abuelo voló. Porque el rey de los negros dicen que tiene gran corazón. De la mano los dedos negros que van tocando el tambor. Y una luna muy blanca que trae un llanto negro menor. En la plata de luna negro, en la cuna muy dormido. En convento voy a estar con candombe y con mamá. En convento voy a estar con candombe. Y aunque no te conté, negro, de los dedos que yo tengo, los dedos que yo tengo, negro, no se ven. Porque al anochecer y en un cuarto todo oscuro y lleno, los dedos de los negros viejos no se ven. Vamos a prenderle vela a los negros, no le muestres el dedo de la mano, negro, en negro de luna, negro de amor. Lo que no te conté, negro, y ahora que me acuerdo, tata el papá más viejo voló.
Jasmine, while you were out cruising around, seeing your own bands, I came across a very nice and quiet, if you can believe it, intimate performance by one of our favorite singers, Eli Guerra, from Mexico. You can walk up and down 6th Street here in Austin during South by Southwest, and you hear bands, you hear so much noise, so much music, so loud, but tonight we're in a church with just a piano and a voice. How did you manage to find a place to be so intimate and so quiet?
I didn't. I guess it's just destiny. We are so happy to landing here because, as you told, you know, we've been, you know, walking around the 6th Street actually this morning, and it was kind of crazy. I don't want to say chaotic, but it was.
You can say chaotic.
It was fantastic, but it is so nice to have a place that we can just land with this idea, because this is our actually moment in music. So it is really nice to just feel that we just, you know, arrived at the same, you know, idea that we are doing in Mexico, now in Austin. It's fantastic.
So it's been a while since we had a new record from you. What's the status of your next recording?
I feel like this moment is just totally different. That's why this show, you know, just piano and vocals, because we needed some silence around.
Will the album sound like this, a lot quieter, maybe just smaller instruments?
It is small. It is small, definitely. It is intimate and it's small, but I don't know if the sound is just like this. This is just a step, and it seems like this is a good way to get in there. But honestly, I don't know how to explain this, because I'm just trying to understand right now my moment. It's just so different. Women are like this, aren't they? We are like that, no?
I'm glad you said it, not me.
Yeah, we are like that. I mean, normally, you know, you guys are totally, you know, like, what do you need? And like, okay, I'm like that right now.
Well, we look forward to hearing your next record, your next project, and anything new from you is always welcome.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.
Mantarada como se sumerge en el ácido el corazón. Puedo claramente ver las gotas de dolor, una mezcla de ignorancia y falta de pasión, una indiferencia que engrandece el desamor. Un silencio enorme que ensordece. Vale que tengas tiempo para soñar. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentirte feliz. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentirte infeliz. Porque la vida es así. La vida es así. Vale que tengas tiempo para volar. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentir el amor. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentir el dolor. Porque el dolor es mejor cuando se entiende. Me enteré de cómo es que se encienden los temores, la desilusión. Puedo claramente ver la poca inspiración, el vacío al que se enfrenta nuestro corazón, una indiferencia que engrandece al desamor, un silencio enorme que ensordece. Vale que tengas tiempo para soñar. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentirte feliz. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentirte infeliz. Porque la vida es así. La vida es así. Vale que tengas tiempo para volar. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentir el amor. Vale que tengas tiempo para sentir el dolor. Porque el dolor es mejor cuando se entiende. Porque el dolor es mejor cuando se entiende.
Did you try the brisket? Did you have this?
I can't even move. I'm Argentine, so I guess, you know, I'm an authority on barbecue. U.S. barbecue is really different because it has, like, so much sauce, like, sauces, you know? Whereas Argentine barbecue is just meat with some salt and pepper, maybe, and a salad. As far as U.S. barbecue goes, this is the best barbecue I've ever had.
Let's get back to the music for just a second before I tear into those ribs. You saw some rappers this time around.
Yeah, there was an international hip-hop stage that was really good this year. And so there was one guy who I'd heard about, but I hadn't seen him live. And his name is Alvaro Diaz. And he's from Puerto Rico. And he killed. I mean, he got on stage and he killed. And I want to tell you a little bit more about him, but I can't stop burping.
let's
hear a song. I'm gonna get this situation under control, and then I'm gonna tell you about Alvaro Diaz.
Chaleco a prueba bala, condón a prueba cuero, Nike a prueba sucio, corazón a prueba miedo. Así es que vivo caminando en contra el viento, con mi reloj a prueba de malos tiempos. Mi sonrisa la cargo para los desgustes y mi verdad es a prueba de tu embuste en mí. Mi decisión es a prueba de tu campaña y mi riñón es a prueba de tu champaña. Mami se jodió por dármelo todo y aunque no me lo dio todo, no me hizo falta nada. Me enseñó que arriba Dios y abajo Satanás y no cantarle la que comparten sus labios como maná. Me enseñó a tratar a todos por igual, por eso no me impresiona lo que tengan material. Yo en su vientre ya con tu trabajo, eso está cabrón. Por eso desde que nací mi espíritu es de campeón. Y lo soy, un campeón, de la milla es oro. El tiempo es oro, solo lo pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Y lo soy, un campeón, de la milla es oro. Quisiera confiar en las mujeres, pero ¿cómo podría? Si mi ex volvió con su ex y se pasa en casa todos los días. Lo juro que al medio la tiraría, pero no fui un santo, siento que Dios me castigaría. Me cansé de ver la nevera vacía, me cansé de ver a mi vieja tener que romper la alcancía pa' desde chiquito darme todo lo que yo le pedía. No se quedaba ni un regalo en la lista cuando Santa venía. Ojalá que creando rimas yo le pueda dar lo que no le dieron, lo que no me la supieron cuidar. Trabajo como obrero en el estudio para ver llegar el día en que le diga no tienes que trabajar. Mami, ahí está tu jaguar, no me debes nada. Cada gota de sudor en tu frente será recompensada. Ni una lágrima fue en vano derramada, pues miro un estadio con manos alzadas. Porque gracias a ti soy un campeón de la milla oro. El tiempo es oro, solo lo pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Yo soy un campeón de la milla oro. El tiempo es oro, solo lo pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Es con una corta de abuela siento. Si hace un corte sin tu consentimiento y no dices lo siento, agarrando tu último aliento. Puede que escuche un escriba la fecha de tu nacimiento y la fecha de hoy en una piedra. Tú ya sabes quién yo soy. Número uno como soy. Esto no es tiempo. Voy con un sonido que le baja la defensa a la gente mensa. Vine a buscar mi fucking recompensa. Soy un ninja de la liga de la sombra. Yo como Aladino, pero pa' volar uso una alfombra. Uso medicina, he construido mis
situación me huele a tragedia, pues no hay seguridad. No te son fiel ni con un cinturón de castidad. El gobierno cierra para espatarrarnos más. Quieren tapar mi visión para que no vea más allá. Quieren fabricar la guerra para venderme la paz. Nos crean inseguridades para que consumamos más. Pero dale play, esto es a Torrey, la historia de un güey de la fucking milla oro.
You know, he's kind of like, we've talked a lot about hip-hop being the social conscience of Latin music. You know, you have rappers like Anatiju or Calle 13 or all these guys who are just, even Mala Rodriguez, who are just very socially and politically conscious. But there's also like this counter movement that we haven't covered a lot, which is like kids that are really embracing the more like materialistic and party and sex and drugs type of hip-hop that you hear a lot in the mainstream in the U.S. For better or for worse, though, this guy, Álvaro Díaz, who is like the anti-Calle 13, he lyrically, his flow, his performance is just impeccable. It's just so good.
Well, as we've seen with other artists, you know, he's getting started. He's very young in his career, so, you know, his perspective and what he sings about may change. So that if he has already has the tools with the flow, with the words, with the writing to create, to make some creative rapping, you know, as he gets older and he starts to appreciate things more in a different way, he can use those tools possibly to start looking out in the world around him. So I'm not passing any judgment. Jury's still out. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, but Felix, why do people always have to... Yeah, I'm a big fan of Calle 13. I'm a big fan of Anatiju. And do not touch that. Felix is picking at my plate. That's disgusting and rude. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Calle 13 and of Anatiju and all that. But I also think, you know, I mean, not everyone has to sing about saving the world. I mean, maybe you're just at a point in your life in which you like to party. You like to mess around.
Pass me the barbecue sauce, please. Thank you.
Sorry, this coleslaw is also good. Though we didn't come here to eat vegetables. You know who I was really looking forward to seeing? And I finally got to see live? Brazilian rapper Emicida. He was so good. And also, so it was like a really interesting change of scenery. Because like you had Álvaro Díaz talking, rapping about girls and partying and buying expensive stuff. And then he goes off stage and all of a sudden these guys come and like put a big banner for like the Brazilian landless workers movement, and Emicida comes up, and I've always wondered, because he's such a serious rapper and he's so intense, you know, that I've always wondered what it would be like to see him live. He's actually hilarious. He's really funny. And you know, he was like at the beginning of the show, he was like, the good news is I love being here at South by Southwest. The bad news is my English sucks. Deus me fez maior, ele me fez melhor, melhor. Me deu uma missão de coração, neguinho. Falar o que eu vejo, o que eu vivo, o que eu sinto. E os que são menos que isso vão ter que falar de mim. Sou maior, ele me fez melhor, melhor. Me deu uma missão de coração, neguinho. Falar o que eu vejo, o que eu vivo, o que eu sinto. E os que são menos que isso vão ter que falar de mim. Eu já tenho cebado, escovado. Do beira-mar, hoje quero ser eu, só que no melhor lugar. Sem favores, camarada, preciso deles como Robinho precisa de uma perna quebrada. Bato curto, tipo vestido da Jays. Inflama, baby, filma trama. Só pode estar do caos, tipo Osama. A arte brilha mais que o gloss na boca dela. Faz de nós os sóis que invadem celas. Hoje é o dia, tio, igual nunca existiu. Me levantar por todos que caiu, dá até um arrepio. Zé arredio. De onde seu medo repousa, desafeto de giz e lousa. Graças a tantas desgraças eu vim, como traças ou pragas de massa. Neguinho, chuva e praça, carcaça de prédio. No fim, tempo passa e a caça não lembra a mim. De pé com fé, Ogum e Nossa Senhora. Manda aquela faca da primeira carteira. E agora, obrigado a abrir a perna. Pra quem cês fecha o vidro enquanto reza. Pra não esquentar o cilindro, é clique, cleque, ferra. Já venci as batalhas, ai, agora eu vou vencer a guerra com um bordão tipo nós da fita te irrita, mas hoje vai ter que fingir que preto é sua cor favorita. Quanto a compreender, é tipo caderneta de poupança, só pra
quando você crescer. Raiz do hip hop viva, nem gastei saliva quando matei mais rappers que a falta de perspectiva. Perdidos como Lost, pediram trégua, mas não me alcançam. É estilo Coyote e o Papa Léguas, esquecido quantos bons. Marco toca pólvora, não é tempero, não. Então cuidado com o que cê põe na boca, rouba brisa, é muito louco. Aqui cê tem que pedir desculpa por ter feito mais que os outros. Não tá entendendo, tio. Modéstia nunca foi meu forte mesmo. Em vez de reclamar que eu não toco no espaço rap, eu fui trabalhar e arrumei espaço pro meu rap. Falar é fácil, por isso tem tanto MC fazendo encanto. Por isso cê não vê todos aqui. Ele me fez maior, ele me fez melhor, melhor. Me deu uma missão de coração, neguinho. Falar o que eu penso, o que eu vivo, o que eu sinto. E os que são menos que isso não tem que falar de mim, sou maior. Ele me fez melhor, melhor. Me deu uma missão de coração, neguinho. Falar o que eu vejo, o que eu vivo, o que eu sinto. E os que são menos que isso não tem que falar de mim.
I dipped my foot back into the hard rock pool from my youth when I checked out a band called División Minúscula from Mexico. They recorded their last album in, of all places, Baltimore, Maryland, which is just down the road from where I am. And when I mentioned to the guys that Baltimore, the Baltimore area, has the most Mexicans in the mid-Atlantic area, the most amount of Mexican immigrants, he said that he believed it because he stopped somewhere and had some food that he didn't think he would ever find in Baltimore. But he was pleasantly surprised.
I'm Kiko, I'm the drummer. Javier Blake, vocals and guitar.
Richie Perez, guitar.
I live in Mexico City. I'm from Matamoros, then lived in Monterrey. Now I live in Mexico City. And I love tacos, but the best carnitas tacos I ever had was in Baltimore.
And the tortillas were awesome too, man. It was incredible.
La Tortilleria, it was called, and it was the best carnitas tacos I ever had in my life. So it was kind of...
They know their Mexican food. I know, yeah. And actually, we saw like stuff that we haven't seen like in the 80s, you know, like big canned sodas that we've seen like since 1985. Yeah. We saw them there, so in Mexico, so it was crazy.
It's like a Mexican time warp there, you know.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
So yeah. we fit it like really, really cool. So every time we went into a bar, so we're from the north of Mexico, so we're really loud. Some people like notice, and people will invite us drinks just for, hey, where are you from? Mexico. Oh, they will give us drinks and stuff. So
they were like, are you guys fighting? Because you're yelling. Yeah. No, we're just having fun.
We're just talking.
Yeah, we were the loud Mexicans in Baltimore, yeah.
Hey guys, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
have fun
much.
Here in South by Southwest, and keep in touch and let us know when your next record's coming out.
Thanks a lot, and saludo a toda la gente latina que nos escucha en Estados Unidos.
Saludos, paisanos. Saludo, México.
Felix, you saw this one guy who you just have been talking about for a really long time, and you finally, are you alive there? Are you? you saw this band that you were really excited to see for a long time. Tell us about Sergio Mendoza.
Sergio Mendoza y la Orquesta. He is originally from Tucson, Arizona. He is dedicated to and really inspired by big band mambo from the 50s, in particular a Cuban musician who lived in Mexico. His name was Pérez Prado. Like my parents' generation and his grandparents' generation. And he had a fascinating story about how he's trying to go back to his roots because he's played in rock bands, he's played in punk bands, and now as a way for his own musical expression, he's playing some of the Pérez Prado music, but all the music that he writes now is in that genre and that style.
And right around maybe 6 years ago, I felt like I was ready to do something like Pérez Prado-like. Because up until that point, I felt like I wasn't prepared to write out some arrangements or to even try to cover some of his arrangements. So I felt ready. I started listening to his music again. I think I went like full circle and came back to what I used to listen to when I was little. You know, I was into a lot of American stuff and a lot of rock growing up in teens and late 20s. And then finally I was like, I need to start playing some Latin music again and singing in Spanish. So that's where I ended up listening to Pérez Prado. And at this time around, I was like, it's really not that hard. I can play some of that stuff. So we ended up playing some of his music just to get started in learning the style. And then we started writing songs of our own, trying to write in his style of music. Right around that time, I had been touring with Calexico from Tucson, Arizona. And playing with them kind of took me back to my roots and in figuring out that music can be very simple. It can be beautiful and it can be three chords. It doesn't have to be complicated, you know, it doesn't have to be I didn't want to use jazz chords anymore. I wanted to go back to really simple chords, and Calexico helped me out with that. And playing with them helped me develop my style as far as using the mariachi trumpets and the mariachi vihuela and mariachi instruments. And so I figured that if I'm using a mariachi vihuela along with mariachi trumpets, using them more like mambo trumpets, I figured it'd become mambo mexicano. So that's kind of how it got there. We'll be right back.
now in front of us is a big tray of, it's just a tray with the like this wax paper, butcher paper, and the remnants of what's left of the amazing barbecue here at Franklin's. Our thanks to our friend Mincho Jacob for helping us out and giving us this food to help us tape the show and keep us in the spirit of Austin. We want to remind you that you can hear every single song we've played on the podcast today in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
I cannot move. I need a crane to come pick me up off of this bench on which we're sitting. But I will tell you guys that you should follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino. And don't forget to check out our 24-hour stream. We have a radio stream. It's on 24/7. And, you know, every single song we've ever played on the show is on that radio stream. So check it out.
Special production thank you to Paul Schomer here in Austin, Texas, for making sure that these plates of barbecue didn't float away in the wind. And we also want to thank from NPR Music Anya Grundman, Jessica Goldstein, and Saraya Muhammad, and Saida Blount.
Do you think they have like banana pie or something for dessert?
I can't believe you're still, I'm done. Can't believe you're still gonna eat. We have to say one more thing. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been Alt Latino.
No, I get to say it. This is